because you have got a young squad, I think our ratio to older players to younger players is very good and very healthy. You know, I think we've probably got about 2/3, maybe even 3/4 younger players with a third older players. So I think that balance is really good. But it's crucial that your senior players are good pros and set good examples for the other boys and the ones that we've got at the club are first class. So that's really, really pleasing.
Do you think Tom will really benefit from a pre-season? Because he didn't have one last summer. Do you think he'll really benefit in going forward that way?
I think most of them will. You know, I really do. I think there's a lot of players that we'll see the best of next year. You know, I think Tom Clark's one. I think Greg Cunningham's another. I think Sean Maguire's another one. I think Daniel Fisher, because we got him sort of midway through pre-season or even maybe a slightly later. I think Billy Bowden's another one. I think Louis Moult's another one. I think we've got numerous players that when they get a good pre-season under their belt, hopefully they should be in an even better position than what they've done so far.
And if memory serves, you weren't there for day one of pre-season, were you? So you've not had a full one with them yet?
No, I've not had a full one. Thankfully for me, I mainly missed the running, so I got back when the football came in, so that was good. But we need to get that work done. You know, it's really important we get it in the legs. And I always feel as if you haven't had a good pre-season, you're always playing catch-up. So we want to make sure that we get a good pre-season and the legs are really fit. And more importantly, none of them break down. You know, that's a key element of pre-season, is making sure we don't push them to the point where they're not going to be available.
Did you sense a real feel-good factor at the end of Tuesday night when you produced that second-half performance and taking the 3 points?
I think I probably sensed that frustration being sort of lifted off everybody's shoulders, really. Because we've been performing well. I mean, what tends to happen is, and rightly so, because I'd be the same as a supporter, as a fan, as a spectator of football, is that when the team wins, everything naturally feels better. I mean, and regardless whether they perform well, if you don't win, it doesn't really mean the same. So, but for us, we've got to look at how we perform, because we believe that if we churn out good performances regularly, that's going to amount to more points. I think performance levels have been good. We just maybe, and certainly in recent weeks, haven't got what we deserved in certain games.
Yeah, it spoils everything, doesn't it? You don't pick a result up. It spoils your, if you're a fan, if you're a player, if you're the manager, if you're the chairman, whatever. Your weekend's ruined if you don't win, isn't it?
The one thing I'll say about us, though, is we breathe it and live it every single day. You know, the fans will come for the 90 minutes and they'll either enjoy it or they won't. And then they'll go to work and they'll sort of take the frustrations out on either their workmates or their family or whatever the case may be. For us, we live and breathe it, you know what I mean? We're in the next day, we're looking at it, we're studying it, we're assessing why we played well, why we didn't play well, what we need to do better, we're working on that, trying to improve. So we're doing everything we possibly can, you know, we're trying our very best.
We mentioned the other night the points tally is better than last season's finish after 46 games. What's pleased you the most from coming in to being on the points tally you are with four to go?
I think how much we've evolved in terms of our playing style is probably the biggest thing. I think the improvement and individuals in our team now. You know, the fact that we sold a striker for £8 million this season, or certainly more, whatever the figure was. That in itself, if you'd said that last year, I'm not sure many people would have believed you. You know, although we had a good season, I think we were quite reliant on McGeady's goals last year and different things. I think our young players have stood up in their own right this year and shown everybody how good they can be. And I think there's still more to come, which is even more pleasing.